East Coast Breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping into the scientific spotlight, the mutation maestro, the outbreak outboxer, the virus hunter with a PhD punch. He tracked beta, he exposed Omicron, and he kept variant villains running scared. With data as his weapon and genomes in his corner, this pandemic fighting powerhouse turns chaos into control and outbreaks into outmatched. He flattened the curve, he masked the country, he unmasked COVID. Make some serious noise for the only professor who is not afraid of an apple a day, Professor Tulio de Oliveira!
Good morning.
Morning, Prof. It's good to hear from you again. Well, is it?
Yeah. Today you guys made me miss a lot.
No, we miss you as well, but we understand you're doing important work around the world. Right now, as we speak, where are you? Stellenbosch, Cambridge, where are you?
Yeah, no. I am in Stellenbosch. It's a very crispy and freezing day. Yeah. And I was just outside taking the dogs for a walk.
Oh, well, thank you for coming in to chat to us. Prof, we are going to get straight into it. We're hearing reports about a new, slightly concerning COVID variant. From the professor's mouth, can you tell us what's going on?
Okay, thank you. So the first thing, there is nothing to be concerned. So that's still an Omicron lineage, yeah, that got one of these technical names, NB.1.8.1, which was listed as a variant under monitoring. Mm. And that is the lowest level of falling a variant for the WHO. Mm. If it become more important, it become a variant of interest. Mm. And if it cause a lot of concern, it become a variant of concern. So we are monitoring that around the world, but at the moment there is not reasons to be concerned, especially okay. In South Africa. Yeah.
So it feels like people are getting sicker and then staying sicker for longer or taking longer to get over the flu. What are some of the symptoms and how do they differ from just the normal general winter flu?
Okay, thank you. So yeah, as many of your listeners may know now, we are coming to our winter wave. I think this is going to get quite cold in KwaZulu-Natal. Mm. In the weekend, it's freezing now in Stellenbosch, yeah. And that in the winter wave, we have our respiratory infections, which is normally dominated by flu, cold, and RSV, yeah. As we track that, we don't see much COVID in South Africa. That's in the surveillance program. To be honest, we are at some of our lower levels of COVID, yeah. And what we have, it is a strain of influenza, flu, which is a flu A. Yeah, the technical name is H3N2, but it's the similar one that circulated in the Northern Hemisphere last year. So, which still have some immunity in South Africa, and the vaccine is highly effective.
Okay, so talking about that vaccine, Prof, has COVID been included in South Africa's seasonal flu vaccine this year?
Okay, thanks for that question. The answer, it is no. The seasonal flu vaccine, you have two kinds of vaccine. You have what you call a trivalent and a quadrivalent. Mm. Yeah. And the trivalent has flu A, flu B, and then multiple strains, two of each. And the trivalent is flu A and B, and three strains only. And both of them are very efficient, but that do not include COVID. So for people that go getting the flu vaccination, I got around a month ago, it will protect you against flu. And then if you catch normally, you get just a kind of a cold. You don't really get very sick. And that's especially important for people with advanced age and comorbidities.
Perfect. Professor, thank you for putting our mind at rest, and it's always a pleasure chatting to you.
Okay.
Thanks, Prof.
Thank you.
Virus hunter, virologist, bioinformatician, and holder of a spot on Time Magazine's list of 100 most influential people in health on planet Earth, Professor Tulio de Oliveira.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.